Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli Zrochim Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis and Madalas at the beginning of Halacha Dalet. Mishnah says, Alekech mina palta, Masa mikol tfus or tfus, Divir Rav Meir says, if one buys from the wholesaler who buys from bakers, he must tithe from each sheep. Rav Yehuda ime mikol me'echad alakol, Rav Meir Rav Yehuda belekech mina manpol, shu masa mikol echad echad. Rav Yehuda says he can tithe from one for all of them, and Rav Yehuda agrees that if you buy from the manpol, he must tithe from each and every one. The Gemara can describe what that manpol is. And the Gemara says, "Meir oime, nachtem oise tfus echad upalta mishtamish bekama nachtemim." Gemara explains that Meir's reasoning is that a wholesaler buys from a number of bakers who each sell their own shape. So within the same shape, tithing is permitted, but not from shape to shape. Rabbi Yehuda oime, nachtem oise kemin tfusim upalta mishtamish benachtem echad. Rabbi Yehuda says that the reason is that a baker uses a number of shapes and a wholesaler buys from one baker. Eiv manpul, what is a manpul? The Bei Rabbi Yanai Amri Tes Palterin V'Yud Nachtoimim Temanim and Temania V'Chad Min Detroy. The Bei Rabbi Yanai says if there are 9 wholesalers and 10 bakers in the city, 8 wholesalers buy from 8 bakers, and the 9th wholesaler, which is the Manpul, buys from 2 bakers. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's not known which wholesaler is the Manpul, all must be viewed as such, and a buyer must tithe each loaf from whoever he buys. Rabbi Yoina Boy, Ha'ilefana Shnei Tfasim, if all of the other wholesalers have one shape and this one has 2 shapes in front of him, he shows himself to be the one who buys from 2 bakers. If all bakers then began making the same shape, do we say that he's already proven himself to buy from 2, so that when buying from the other wholesalers one may tithe 1 loaf for all of them, or must he still tithe from each and every loaf when buying from all of the wholesalers? Rabbi Yonah Boy, Commander Tema Tes Palterin V'Yud Nachtoimim T'manim in Tamania V'Chad Min T'Traya V'Tekav Asar Tes Nachtoimim V'Asar Palterin T'manim in Tamania V'Traim in Chad, I should say, Oi Tisha Min Tisha V'Chad Min Kulohoin Masne Mikol Tika V'Kika. Rabbi Yonah asked the question, just as you say that if there are 9 wholesalers and 10 bakers in the city, 8 wholesalers buy from 8 bakers and the 9th wholesaler buys from 2 bakers, so too if there are 9 bakers and 10 wholesalers, do we say that 8 wholesalers buy from 8 bakers and 2 wholesalers buy from 1 baker, so that every wholesaler only bought from 1 baker and 1 tithe can be made from all that the wholesaler sold? Or alternatively, do we say that 9 wholesalers bought from 9 bakers and the 10th wholesaler bought from all of the bakers, and since we don't know which wholesaler did this, Maisa must be taken from each and every loaf? And the Gemara doesn't answer these 2 questions.